and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is probably coming out on a Wednesday. My name is Dave, and I'll be your host today in what will probably be a brief Hacker Public Radio. Just a couple of quick little tips or tricks, things that you may not know. They're not earth-shattering by any stretch of imagination, but one of these I didn't know, and the other one maybe not a lot of people have thought about, possibly. Anyway, if this episode seems a little noisy compared to the others, it's because I am recording this while mobile. Normally, my podcasting studio of choice is a Honda Civic, but I went for a job interview yesterday. I have a job. I'm not really looking for a job, but an opportunity came up, and while at this job interview, the VP of sales at this company backed into my Honda Civic in the parking lot. I was still being interviewed, and when I walked out, there was a guy standing at the door, and he said that he was getting ready to make my day significantly more crappy. And I said, "How's that?" And he said, "Well, I just backed into your car." So that was a first for me. It was funny and awkward all at the same time. So because of that, I am recording on a day when the temperature is probably close, well, it's probably 95, but I am recording this in a 93 Chevrolet work truck. This is a long bed work truck. It's actually a work truck. It's got a WT. It's got 128,000 miles on it, but to look at it, you wouldn't think so. You would think it had maybe 328,000 miles on it. Most of the paint has come off, so it's three-tone. It's white, it's primer gray, and it's rust colored. But this truck has served me well, although it gets about 13 miles per gallon, and the air conditioner has a mind of its own. It runs, but it may blow out hot air, it may blow out cold air. So while you're sitting in the comfort of whatever listening environment you're sitting in, just know that I'm recording this with no air conditioner. So just be glad you can't smell this episode. Anyway, I am rambling, so I will start. The first quick tip is about Tab Mix Plus. Now, I'm not going to say, "Hey, here's a tip, use Tab Mix Plus." I've been using Tab Mix Plus. It's a Firefox extension that featurefies. Yeah, I made that word up. That adds some features to the tabs in Firefox. It does some things. It adds its own session management. It allows you to do some things with tabs you couldn't normally do, or make things easier to do with the tabs that the default installation of Firefox may not allow you to do quite so easily. Move tabs, duplicate tabs, there's different things. It's one of those extensions, really, that you don't even know that you have running unless, you know, you use some of the features. It's less useful now than it used to be because Firefox, as of late, has been adding some of these features that were in this extension. But I'm a long-time Firefox Tab Mix Plus user, and it was just yesterday that I realized that it had this feature. Now, I'm not trying to drag this out, but and I'm not even sure if Control Tab is a Tab Mix Plus feature or not. I don't think it is. I think that's a normal Firefox feature. You can switch between tabs by sort of like alt tabbing windows. You can control tab web pages in tabs on in Firefox. But with Tab Mix Plus, in the settings for Tab Mix Plus, so up in the menu is probably Tools Options or Tools Tab Mix Plus Options. I forget where it's at in the menu, but find your Tab Mix Plus options dialog and go there, and there will be an events tab, and under that there, or in the events button, there's a row of buttons at the top, and one of them says events, I think, and under the events settings dialog there's a tab on the far right that says tab features, and then there's two radio boxes you can click. The first one that you want to click says control tab displays a tab list menu, pop-up menu. Control tab displays a tab list pop-up menu. check that one. And you can also check the one below it that says tab list response to the mouse. What this will do after you hit apply and OK is when you control tab, you will get a pop-up list of the windows that are open. And I think the list is populated, or the window that pops up, the top of that window is wherever your mouse cursor is. But you can use your mouse scroll wheel, or you can move the mouse or the arrow keys, anyone, to select one of those. So instead of having control tabbing till you get to the tab you're looking for, it can pop up a list. It's pretty seamless. It's actually pretty handy. I think it's just one of those things that puts a little bit more information in front of your eyes when you're control tabbing. So it's not like you're just doing it until you get there. You can see where you're going or get there quicker, kind of thing. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick, and this is a tiny little tip too, is grep. We all know what grep is, but grep has a color option, sort of like list has a color option. You can add this to your bash rc file or bash underscore profile file. You just do an export space grep, that's capital grep underscore capital options. So that's all caps with the underscore. So export space, all caps with the underscore between the words grep options equals single quote dash dash color equals auto in single quote. Or you can just alias the in your bash rc file grep equals single quote grep space dash dash color equals auto in single quote. Or you can pass that option on the command line as well. And what that will do is it will highlight, I think the default's red, in color, the item you search for in the line that grep returns. That may or may not be useful. That's one of those things that, if it's not enabled by default, which I don't think any distros do, maybe Gentoo does, but it may be something you've never thought of. Anyway, that is a short Hacker Public Radio episode. If you didn't like this episode, do something about it besides complain. Get up and do one of your own. We do these things 5 days a week, and Klaatu or Enigma, the admin at hpr.org, I'm sure is the email address or something like that. Send an email. Send them some audio. People are starved for better content than I provide. So please join in the Hacker Public Radio community of contributors. Don't just be a consumer. Okay. So that has been Hacker Public Radio. Tune in again tomorrow for even better content.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.